Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm looking out for love in the night so still. Oh, how dear.
Lindsey Buckingham, one man, one guitar. You ever get a chance to see him perform that in the Glove? It's an amazing performance. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm having a great visit with one of my favorite people on the planet, Mike Daniels. Mike is the former CEO of Network Solutions back in the 90s. He helped to hand it off to ICANN. The leadership that he performed in the 90s is you are standing on his shoulders, and the people he worked who worked with him in those days. What you and I are doing with the internet right now, we're on their shoulders, my friends. He's now the chairman of the National Advisor Board of the AEI's Global Internet Strategy Project. Mike, thanks again for being here. We're talking about what you call the warfare on a global scale, information warfare on a global scale. I've called it the World War III, and not a Cold War. And one of the things that's different, we've always had, as you pointed out, you know, Tokyo Rose and you know, all the different ways of distributing disinformation. We've always had that, but those were typically our external enemies. We now have internal enemies in two ways, Mike. In the information warfare, we've got American people and organizations distributing information warfare inside of their own country, and we have our exterior enemies, essentially, people who are not interested in our well-being inside our country. They've invaded our country. So we're being assaulted and invaded with information warfare from within and from without. What do you think?
I think that's correct, Jim. And again, what's the purpose of all of this? When you step back and look at it, it's to create conflict in the societies in the Western world, primarily. Create what you and I talked about probably 6 months ago, what we call the death of truth. You know, what's true anymore? There are arguments day and night in families, in companies, in government about what's the real truth about anything, right? And
people are willing to stand up in front of a lie.
Society.
People are willing to stand up in front of a real thing behind them. They're literally the real thing that you can see and touch and hear is behind them. They're willing to stand up in front of them and tell you that it doesn't exist. How do you do that, Mike? How do you deny the truth that everybody can see?
I believe, Jim, that what all this has caused is a complete breakdown in people's what I'll call the moral center. Mm-hmm. And I think that everybody's got their own definition of that. But it's hard to see this as you and I have been around for years and years. We never had anything like this. Many years ago, there's always been conflict in our country and disagreements, but not to this level or not.
We didn't deny things like the Constitution. We didn't take away someone's speech. We weren't confused about natural law, right? Those were institutions. We're losing our institutions, aren't we? Like truth, speech, natural law. We're losing those, aren't we?
Well, I think they're all totally under attack, Jim, and it to me, it's not a political thing so much. It's a bipartisan problem of a breakdown of governance, and there are lots of reasons for that. That's not a topic for today for me, because I think what we've got is a situation where externally we've got an attack on this society that is creating a lot of the internal conflict in this society, and nobody's got to look very far. I think about the two classic examples during the last 4 years. The global pandemic, like you mentioned before, All you got to do is mention the Wuhan lab situation. There's a total conflict in our country on details. The Chinese have asserted that they didn't start it, didn't happen in China. They blame it on other countries. That's a full-scale propaganda attack. And it's internalized in the United States where people argue about it day and night. You still see conflicting reports constantly on television. And the second one is the Russian interference in the election of 2016 and 2020. Mm-hmm. When you say that word, that conjures up total conflict in this country. But what that led to, no matter what side you're on, that whole situation was the impeachment of the United States president.
Right. And the weakening of our country.
Yeah, the weakening of your institutions. Mm-hmm. And so the Russians clearly fed part of that, as did others. But we've internalized it to the point that we have complete chaos, disinformation, conflict, no way to tell the truth here.
Right.
Day and night in our country. This is what this has caused.
One of the most dangerous things, though, and this is what we can do this individually, we can fix some of this ourselves. It's made us to where 30 years ago, 40 years ago, if this had happened, and you felt one way and I felt the other, we would just disagree about it, but I wouldn't hate you for it. Today, people will stop being your friend if you feel something a certain way and they feel the opposite. Folks, we can do this on our own. We can turn this around. I can remember, folks, freedom is from God. Liberty is a contract that we give to each other. And when I can give you back your speech, I can do that. You can give it back to me. We can do that to each other. This is one way we can stop this right now. I'm Jim Blasingame, right back with Mike Daniels.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.